actually the chairman of that committee. It's one I've been on since I've been in Congress, and you know, I have a great appreciation for our rural way of life, a great appreciation for our resources. I say I'm a conservative in the truest sense of a conservative. The word conservation is derived from conservative, and I wish I could take credit for this, but a philosopher said a conservative is someone who believes in unchosen obligations. So as I look at the blessings we experience in this country today, and I look at the sacrifices, the form of government that was given to us, as I look back in history, I feel like I've got an unchosen obligation to conserve those principles of our founding. But also as I look forward to the future and I think about my kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids that haven't been born yet, I've got an unchosen obligation to make sure that they have the same opportunities, that we take care of our resources, that we're good stewards of them, and that you know, future generations have the same opportunities we had. So, you know, looking forward and looking back, I'm proud to be a conservative that believes in conservation. I've always said that rural people, sportsmen and women, are the ultra-conservationists. They understand that you take care of the land and the land takes care of us. So I let that guide a lot of my decisions as chairman of the committee. I'm the only licensed forester in Congress, and so there's a lot of ways that forestry benefits our country that people don't even realize. You know, about two-thirds of our drinking water in America comes off of forested lands. So we've got an obligation to take care of these resources that we've got, use them, get the benefit out of them, and make sure that we're good stewards for the future.